Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You want it? You got it. And the heat is still on. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 17th and 18th. You want to fish the bays, you want to fish the inlets, you're still going to get the flounder. Plenty of them around. You want to go out to the reefs and wrecks, you're still going to get the flounder, and you're going to get the sea bass. Mid-range, offshore, the tuna chunk bite has started. Yeah, they're trolling and jigging, still getting the bluefin and the yellowfin. But some yellowfin now have been caught on the chunk. It's a sardine chunk, if you can find butterfish. Woo, good for you. True harbinger that the season is really going full tilt. Triggerfish along the jetties and on the, again, any little piece of structure is going to have triggerfish and some kingfish along the beach. Deep water fluking situation going on now. You want to get some of those bigger flatties, the doormats and the area rugs? Hit the deeper rock piles, reef areas. And Rex, joining us on our next segment, maybe two, is Jerry Vessels, Three Girl Skirts Fishing Tackle Company. He is a deep water fluking ace, but not with the 5, 6, even 8 ounce bucktails. No, you can do 1.5, 2 ounce bucktails. Jerry tells it how to get it done. And also, hey man, next Saturday, King of the Cave Flounder Tournament. Tony DiMeglio, promoter of that event, will be joining us as well. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. It is going on. Fishing is off the chart. Again, pick your times, pick your spots. You're going to get fish in the box. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Geico presents Motorcycle Word of the Day. Today's word is tank slapper. Is a tank slapper used to describe a handlebar wobble? Or is it a motorcycle joke that is so funny you just have to slap the gas tank with your hand as you laugh, as in...
Oh man, Daryl told me a great joke last night. It was hilarious. It was something about a dog wearing sunglasses. I wish I could remember. It was a real tank slapper.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Bundling home and car insurance with Geico is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Do they have a home and or car? Are they saving lots of money? Do they seem unusually happy? Do they have a child named Geico?
Geico! Dinner time!
Have they recently purchased a drone? That's unrelated to the Geico thing, I'd just really like to try one. But if you notice these other things, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with Geico. Bundling is easy with Geico. Just ask your neighbors.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're talking about in the opening segment, yeah, the yellowfin chunk bite is starting. But now the fluke fishing has been up and down. It really lit up the other morning because we had those sustained south winds, southeast with the cold water. It changed and the bite lit up. A lot of it out front. Still some keepers in the back bay. Fish are moving to the reefs, the deeper structures. Now, Deep, we're talking could be up to 100 feet of water here. And I'm watching... And I'm seeing this, these 6 and custom-made 8 ounce bucktails. Whoa! You really need to go that heavy. I don't know, man. I gave a call to Jerry Vessels. He is the owner of Three Girl Skirts Fishing Tackle Company based down there in Wildwood. Jerry said, no, Tom P. He said, you can go light in deeper water, especially over the structure. You just have to know what you're doing, watch the currents, et cetera, ad infinitum. And this man has some doormats and area rugs under his fluke championship belt. He's joining us on the line right now. We're going to talk deep water fluking, lighter jigs, and we're also going to touch on the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo that's coming up in January. Jerry's the owner and promoter of that event. Canceled last year, unfortunately, first couple of years. Great time, good turnout. This year or next year, I should say, it is going to be a monster. Jerry, thanks for joining us on Rock and Fin, little brother. How you doing?
Tommy P, what's up, my man?
Well, before we get going on a deep water fluke dealio, man, how is the lovely Patty and daughters McKenna, Allison, and Abigail, G-A-L-E, like a gale, force, wind? How they doing, man?
They're doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And, you know, everybody stay off the sidewalks because my oldest just got her driver's permit, and I'm feeling kind of scared and old at the same time, Tommy.
Whoa. She was just in fifth grade. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, she was in fifth grade like 4 times, I guess.
Man, Jerry, how the time flies. Jerry, let's get right to it. Now, you have the Three Girl Skirts Fishing Tackle Company, your jigs. Listen, it's custom jig heads made. You're not going to find them in any stores, really. Jerry does the custom ordering. Jerry, I notice you are a squid skirt aficionado as opposed to the deer hair. What's the dealio with the squid skirts, bro?
I like the squid skirt simple for, it's on my end of it, it's time. And time is everything, as people know when you're jigging. The lifespan of the jig a lot of times is not equivalent to the time you put into making it. You know, you can drop down a jig and it's gone in 8 seconds. If it took me 12 minutes to make that jig, I'm in the negative big time. You know, I can pump out the jigs with the squid skirts on them. I'm efficient, effective. All my top charter guys that use them, they're all using squid skirts. I mean, the hair is beautiful, don't get me wrong. It's just the fact that when the reef is hungry, it's going to eat everything. Yep. And, you know, if you have action on the end of the line with some color, a little bit of flare, some flash, you're going to get bites.
Well, Jerry, insofar as the hair thing, I'm not really a bucktail fan. I mean, I use a super light hair jigs in the spring, you know, for walleyes and stuff. And I'll have a bucktail on. I like the S&S, the rattletails, whatever. I always trim the hair back. To me, the hair just makes it fall slower. Seems to get in the way of any, if you have a gulp on there or, you know, plug bait with the scent and everything. I don't know, man. The squid skirts to me seem more realistic. That's what these Fluke, because I know Fluke love the Calamod, you know what I mean? So the skirts to me also have that more realistic out, but especially you guys have those big badass 3D eyes, man. They look like voyeurs.
No, and presentation is everything, Tom. That's the bottom line. Is if you're working it, and the squid skirts, again, they have action on them, you know, where the bucktail, it gives more of a streamer effect, which is fine. You know, you're not getting as much flare and a little bit of flash off of it, but it's all about action. And if you're, you got the rod tip moving, you're going to get action no matter what you put down there. And, you know, there's some really great jig makers out there that put out quality products, but I just happen to use the squid skirts because of convenience and ease. Also, you can, you know, one color is hotter than the other.
Right.
You can switch them out, whereas you can't really switch out your bucktail without changing everything. And, you know, and it's going to cost you a lot more money to buy bucktails in 30 different colors versus squid skirts in 30 different colors. So,
well, Jerry, not to mention a competitor here, but I am Spro. They have a great line of smaller squid tail jigs. They can't find those on the pegboards anymore. Guys are buying them 4 or 5 at a pop.
No, and again, like you hit on it earlier, as far as being kind of match the hatch, the octopus skirts or squid skirts, whichever you prefer to call them, you know, hoochie skirts for old guys like us.
Oh,
they match the hatch. I mean, you're down at the reef. Everything in the ocean eats squid, from the back bay to the canyons. Same thing, like, you know, with spearing is a big thing, and it's a hot topic. Some people feel that you only get small fish with spearing, and I feel that elephants eat peanuts, so.
Right. I know one party boat, Jerry, up in the Brielle Belmar area, they just had a 7 or 8 pounder. It was, and the guy was, they say, dragging bait. It's almost like a derogatory term, you know, the bucktail gulp guys and what have you. But he had a squid spearing, and it's provided by the boat, squid spearing. And so
they
go, it's spearing. Hey, man, that's natural. I want that. Bang, it's done.
Bingo.
We're speaking with Jerry Vessels, as in plural, as in the armada of jigdom here, from Three Girl Skirts Fishing Tackle Company. Jerry's also the owner and promoter of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo coming up this January. Hey, Jerry, let's get to your forte. Now, here it is. This is where I said, no, I don't think I can make it. Jerry generously invited me and the lovely Dee Marie out for fluking, some big water, big fluke action. Well, gee, Jerry, how far are you going? How many miles? That's like double digits. Sorry, I'll pass. Dee Marie, she's all fired up to go now that her broken wrist is almost healed there. Another couple of weeks, and then she'll be at it. Your forte, Jerry, is the deep water jigging game without having to use those 6 ounce and sometimes 8 ounce, what I call bombs. What's the deal with that? How did you hit on that technique?
How I'm a student, Tom, and you know, you have to learn something, and you can't be afraid to try anything. And basically, I I fished with some other guys, and these guys were using, you know, sometimes an ounce, and I'm sitting there with 4 ounces saying, how the hell are you doing this? And basically you
ounce. Holy God.
Yeah. And in 80 feet of water, and it's, you know, I'm looking at them, I'm saying, how are you doing that? And they say, well, it's all about science right now. This, you know, braided line is engineered. It's 20 pound braid is 6 pound mono. You drop it down to 10 pound braid, which has a breaking strength of almost 20 pound mono, you know, which when we went back, go back 20 years ago when everybody used mono, I used 20 pound mono every time I went fishing. I didn't use 30, 40. I used 20. So, you know, you look at things that way, you have the same breaking strength, but now the diameter of the line being 10 or 15 pound braid is so thin, it cuts right through the water and there's no, no drag on it. There's no float. It sinks, unlike the mono. So you're able to cut right through things. And with that, you know, you have a nice rod. I buy rods off the rack, basically. I have a couple Tsunami rods that they're $80.
Good
they're
stuff,
not
man.
Outrageously expensive, right? And a decent reel. Mm-hmm. And that's not promoting one over another, but I've got some Pens. I got Shimano. I have good stuff. And with that, just in the arsenal, I have one rod for 1.5 ounce, 2 ounce jigs, one rod for 3 and 4 ounce jigs. If I have to go above 4 ounces, chances are I'm not going because the conditions are just going to be that poor as far as, you know, the strong currents and everybody out there. It's all about experimentation. Use your motors to slow your drift down. That's the other biggest thing. You know, if you're drifting at 1.8 knots, do away with the sea anchors. I still see some guys throwing them over, and by the time you get them set up, you're already missing most of your drift.
Right.
With the jigging over structure, you can have three pieces of structure in 150 feet. Well, if only one of them has fish on it, there's no point in continuing drifting 150 feet. You drift a 50-foot drift, catch your fish, go right back around. And when you're using your motors to back troll and slow down, you can really stay over that structure and keep your line from scoping way out. And again, that's where you get away with using the 1.5 ounce, 2 ounce jigs in 90 feet of water.
Well, Jerry, I'm seeing more and more and more electric motors, not only in the back bays, but out front. These things are what, $3,000 or $4,000 or something? The trolling motor has its place in the game, doesn't it?
They're going to reinvent the game. Like they started getting popular with some guys using the trolling motors for tog fishing, sitting right over top of a wreck. So you don't have to anchor, which I personally can't anchor to save my life probably, but I'm terrible at it. But now with the deep water jigging, same thing where you want to slow down. Now you're putting the bow of the boat into the wind and you set that trolling motor at whatever speed on a course. And it's going to keep you in a nice straight line and you're going to slow your drift down. And I know a few guys that have them and it's almost like, I don't like the term cheating, but it's kind of like cheating.
Not playing fair,
but it's
so
also
to speak. Very effective.
Correct, but it's very, very effective. And it's at this point, it's also, you know, borderline expensive when you have, you know, you need a 84 inch motor with X number of thrust and it's $4,000 or $5,000 to install it properly. That's a lot of it's a lot of clams.
Well, Jerry, when you're getting into, like you said, up to 1 ounce, into woof. But you say one of your things is 1.5, 2 ounce. You have the braid. You are, I assume, using a fluorocarbon leader. What pound test?
Again, like 20 pound fluorocarbon.
Okay.
Something that you want to. You're not going to just automatically donate your jig, you know, like as far as if you do get hung up on something and if it's just some grass or maybe you're tangled on the line down there, you want something that you can put a little pressure on it. And also a big fish. If you get a big fish, you want to be able to lift it off the bottom without scoping out your line and potentially getting hung up on something that's sticking up high off of the piece of structure. And speaking of structure, it doesn't matter what it is. Some days the tires are good. Some days it's subway cars. Some days it's bridge rubble. Some days it's, you know, Carl and Rocky Bonham.
Our fave is tanks. Fluke and tanks. Tog love tanks, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, you're fishing what, most of the, like the Cape May Reef. Do you do reef site 11, 10, those deep areas?
I do. We have Wildwood Reef, which has some good structure on it, yep. And it's inshore, which is similar to site 10 being, quote, inshore, you know, being 4 miles, 5 miles right. off the beach in North Wildwood or off of Delaware. And site 10 seems to be the home of the big fish. Like down there, you're getting the 10, 11 pounders. It's also a very, very unforgiving area as far as it will eat your tackle up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Cape May Reef is our go-to reef here, which is 8 miles basically straight out of the inlet. And then you have Reef Site 11, which I love Reef Site 11. There's probably 250 pieces of structure down there. And it's, if you don't find fish on one, you got to keep moving. It's, you can't fish a quarter mile area to reef and say, oh, there's no fish here.
Exactly.
Because again, they could be stacked up literally 20 feet from you. They could be stacked up on the next piece.
Hey, Jared. Well, Jerry, I know you also hit some deeper areas. I've known you fish the 5-fathom bank, the FA buoy. Now, a lot of guys just drift over there, put the rods in the rod knees. That's not really happening. You have to be really interactive with this light jigging game, correct? I mean, you're talking light jigging game.
100%. With the jigs like that, your rod knee is going to be unemployed. You have to have the rod in your hand.
A businessman. Speaking like a businessman.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's not worth $15 an hour, Tom. You gotta say goodbye to Rodney at that point. Rod in hand, finger on the line, any type of slight resistance, set the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's either, it could be a fish, it could be you just getting hung up in the reef where now you can pull it out, you know, but either way, set the hook like, kind of like Bill Dance, because again, it's a different fishing, even though it's the same fish, you're fishing over open bottom and your line is kind of scoped out the back,
right?
And you're reeling that fish in. He kind of comes up on an angle and he's a little bit hydroplaning and, you know, he's taking a carpet ride. When you're bringing a fish straight up from the bottom, the end game is completely different.
How so?
Completely different. How so is the fish has all the advantage. He's coming straight up and down. And there's no real resistance on that scope where the fish can't do much. He's not going to go against the current. He's coming straight up from the bottom. He's zigzagging. I've seen fluke jump out of the water, you know, and that's another thing. Don't skimp out on the net. People buy $500 rods, you know, all this custom stuff, and they have an $8 trout net from Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Get yourself the big $60 net, you know, with a 3-foot basket on it. Because it's just like, it'd be like playing basketball, but you don't know how big the basketball is going to be that you get to play with.
There you go.
You know, like you have a 12-inch net and you bring a beach ball, it's not going to work. You get an 8-pound fluke coming up and you've got a 12-inch net, you're going to be kicking yourself and people are going to be cursing at you.
There, speaking with Jerry Vessels from Three Girls Skirts Fishing Tackle Company, also the owner and promoter of the Wildwood Fishing Expo, coming to the Wildwood Convention Center in January. Jerry, hang out for another segment. I want to get into some last-minute technique things. Then I want to get to the Fishing and Boating Expo, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Reb. We'll be right back with Jerry Vessels. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
The dust has settled. Our brand new remodeled dealership is complete. But Matt Platt Mitsubishi needs cars now. Matt Platt Mitsubishi will buy your current vehicle for cash up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book fair market value. Cash on the spot. Yes, you heard right. Get cash for your vehicle up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book fair market value. Need a new vehicle? Bring your trade and get up to 125% of KBB fair market value and pay zero interest for 60 months on any 2022 Eclipse Cross in stock. So bring any trade, no matter the make, no matter the mileage, no matter the condition. We want it. Drive the all-new 2022 Outlander, the SUV that won't kill your savings account. And don't forget, Matt Platt Mitsubishi, 4-day love-it-or-leave-it return policy. Simply Matt Platt Mitsubishi. For complete details, dial 866-978-2535 or go to mattplatt.com. Offers can't be combined. Discount in lieu of factory rebates and incentives. Not all will qualify. Negative equity refinance to new loan. Trade less, dealer repairs. Matt Platt Mitsubishi, in the heart of Glassboro, for 30 years. Expires 86-2021.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 17th and 18th. Very special guest on the line with us this morning is Jerry Vessels, owner of Three Girls Skirts Fishing Tackle Company and the owner and promoter of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Topic is deep water fluking, light jigs, light line. You don't need those 6 and 8 ounce bombs. Or even 4 or 5 ounce bombs to get down there and do it effectively. Now, Jerry, you're a proponent, or your products have the squid skirts on them. How long you're drifting, you're working, you're very assiduous. I realize that. Spoke with people who fish with you, say, man, this color squid skirt's not working. I'm going to make the change. You give it, what, 1 or 2 drifts? What's the dealio?
Yeah, you're only going to give it, generally you have several people on the boat and you want to try to keep everybody with different patterns so that you can find out what's going to work, what's not going to work. Some days everything works. Some days it's one particular color and you switch right over. And you notice that you drop down, one guy gets bites and the other guy is not getting bites.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, maybe it's just this one piece. You move to another piece and the same pattern seems to hold true. Switch them over. Because again, it's, as you stated earlier, or we talked about some things, in 30 seconds, everything can change. The bite can turn on, the bite can stop. If you don't wait 15 or 20 minutes for something to realize that it's not working, if it's not working immediately, it's not working. Change it up to whatever's working because, again, when the snack bar is open, the fish are going to eat. When they decide snack bar is closed, the bite's off, it doesn't matter what you have down there. So you have to take advantage of what's hot when you find it.
Jerry, do you find color of the jig head at that depth makes a difference?
Not so much, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use primarily white. I do have some custom colors that I do, but I use white. I deal with 3 charter guys. They all buy white. I've got other customers that, one guy, he's gotten 1,000 2-ounce jig heads off of me, Craig Stocker, I'll mention his name.
Sure.
But he's gotten 1,000 2-ounce jig heads off of me so far this year. Everyone on white, no eyes. So,
well, there you go. Yeah.
I've got 3 charter guys. One guy wants them naked, no eyes, no paint. Another guy is just painted. Another guy says paint it with eyes. So it's, again, it's all presentation. You put it down there, you're bouncing it correctly, you're doing your thing, and it's got some flair, it's got some scent, it's got flash to it. You're going to get bites.
Jerry, speaking of scent, I know you're a proponent of Gulp. The 6-inch grub. Now, the listeners, the 8-inch grub is now available. Johnny Proc now announced that a couple of weeks ago. He's the R&D director for the Berkeley Division of Pure Fishing. He's the guy basically who invented Power Bait, and he and Dr. Keith Jones, Power Bait and Gulp, all that other good stuff. Jerry, Gulp, your go-to with your jig heads?
Yes. I like the 5 or 6-inch grub.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much in the paddle tails. And then recently, the sand eel gulp has been fire.
Okay, yeah,
absolutely.
That's a 5-inch. That's a 5-incher, correct?
It's either 5 or 6.
Right.
But either way, it's been. If you can find it on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
it has been that is getting bites 10 out of 10 times.
Wow.
Like it's constantly you have it. It's almost to a point where I was fishing yesterday and we were holding off on using them because we were catching small fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, do we want to tear this up on the small fish or, if we catch something a little bit bigger, we'll drop the sand eels down and see what we can do. But only because, like I said, the last 2 times we tried to get it, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, John, this is a monster year for sand eels. From when I spoke to a guy, I forget where he was at, the Humpty Dumpty, somewhere a little area around a little Italy. Chasing yellowfin and bluefin. He says, you can't see the fish for the sand eels. He said, they're freaking everywhere. And it's been that way, since the early spring. Jerry, now to the gulp itself, when you're using the grubs, any particular color pattern you finding more effective as you've been fishing the past month or so?
This, for right now, the pink shine seems to be the hot ticket. Mm-hmm. Pink shine, I like the mackerel shine, like the blue, and right. You know, to try to get that, and I've been getting schooled by the pink shine, so I switched up to pink shine because I'm not a stupid man. So mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry,
but I do like pink. White is obviously white is just a fail proof. You know, everything. If nothing else works, you go to white. So
okay, again, same thing with the squid skirt tails. You have other guys, gals, whatever on the boat. Pink shine, for whatever reason, is drawing a blank. You go to a blue fuse or what they call it, curry chicken, that type thing. So you mix it up, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I would recommend, everybody is doing it, myself included. I have the big, like, trail mix bucket that you eat the trail mix, and then you dump your gulp in there, and then it keeps all the juice, and it keeps everything, and you can put 100 pieces of gulp in there versus having small packs of everything laying all over, and everything stays nice and fresh in there.
Say, Jerry, have you had much luck, or have you used it, rather, I should ask you, with the Nemesis? That's a badass bait, man.
No.
You haven't tried the gulp? Man, I know guys using it for stripers, and some guys relatively deep water fluking swear by it. The only problem is the tail is so thin. Bink! You know, one fish and you're basically done.
Well, and a lot of times you deal with some nuisance fish, too. Like, yesterday we were catching a lot of 8-inch sea bass, which were basically gagging on the gulp, you know, and you're like, okay. That was kind of our day in a nutshell yesterday.
Okay, joining us online is Jerry Vessels, owner of Three Girls Skirts Fishing Tackle Company, and also the owner and promoter of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Jerry, let's get to the upcoming expo. Give the dates, please.
Tommy P, we are very pleased to announce January 8th and 9th, which is actually going to be... We're going to be the first fishing and boating expo in the state of New Jersey in almost 2 years, if you can believe that. You know, we needed 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and here we are almost 2 years later.
Right.
And
Jerry, you were all set, pun intended, let's just pull the trigger. He had all his exhibit space was sold, everything going. Hold on. They drag you out, Jerry. Oh, 3 more weeks, we'll let you know. And then last second, boom, pull the plug on you. That sucked.
It did. But in hindsight, it was definitely the correct thing to do, you know, and believe me, I have my fingers crossed and toes, eyes, everything thinking, okay, this is going to be, it's going to be okay. And everything did turn out okay. Fortunately, everybody, my family and friends were safe and that aspect of things. And it was a terrible thing that we went through. But at this point, we know kind of what we're dealing with. We know where we're at. It's time to do what we do, and that's move forward. So it is, you know, like I'm
all systems go.
Super pumped about it, you know, and it's, like I said, it's going to be a situation that this is going to be the first show. And speaking of that, for all the boat manufacturers that are going to be represented,
yeah.
Everybody, you're getting your boat show deals, everything you're not going to get a better deal at any other show. The boat show deals are in effect. Mm-hmm. They will be there. And now we're adopting a slogan of jump in January, be cruising by June. And obviously it's not a guarantee, but you get your order in January for your boat, you have a much better shot at having your boat in June than you do if you order in, say, late February or whatever your favorite show is that you're going to attend. You may not get your boat till July or August.
Jerry, the marine industry, it's just been crazy. I thought, Tommy P, man, we have some used boats. This anywhere I can, you know, we can get buy some more used boats. And you're asking me? I mean, Jerry, it's been sick.
It is. No one that I know in the marine industry, and some of these guys have been around for 40, 50 years, have ever seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. And it's been, you know, for 2 years now, 2+ years. I know. Last year, I was told it was 88,000 new boat registrations just in the state of New Jersey. So it's 88,000 more boats on the water in our fair state here, mm-hmm, than there was in 2000, 19. So that'll give you an idea of, I don't know how many boats are on the water to begin with, but if it's a 30% increase or 40% increase, that's a heck of a lot of boats, Tom.
Yeah,
and it's not stopping.
And Jerry, it's not just salt water. I spoke to a couple of bass boat dealers down here in South Jersey, Central and North Jersey. Bass boats. Good luck with that, Tommy P. Give it four, five, six. How about next year? We're ready to go. I said, man, even the bass boat market taking, it's like you said, Jerry, it's been unprecedented.
It's off the chart.
So listen, and, the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, Jerry, now you're going to be open when? When are the doors open? When are the doors closed both days?
Doors are open on January 8th at 9 a.m. and they close at 5 p.m. And on January 9th, we open at 9 and we close at 2.
And you're going to have seminars and all that good stuff?
Yeah, we're going to have some good seminars, some deep water stuff. I want to say we're going to have a sword fishing seminar, which Ooh. Sword fishing, you know, as you know, last year it kind of took off. And,
oh, yeah.
And our buddy, yeah. We'll just call him Tom down here, got a 500-pound swordfish in a local canyon.
Whoa!
Again, people didn't think even existed. So, I mean, he's really, really dialed in. And he was one of our seminars the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then with everything that happened, you know, I'm hoping that he'll be able to join us again for the sword fishing is something that I'm even going to sit through that seminar.
Well, Jerry, I have a great lineup of seminars. Listen, the boat dealer's going to be there. Boat deals are in effect. I mean, they're going to have some creative financing, all that good stuff. We know that. But, Jerry, it seems the two times we were there, both years, you have a great cross-section of exhibitors. I mean, there's not taffy and all that other BS you see so many shows. It's a fishing and boating show.
Yes. I strive, like, people do boating, I do fishing. And with the combination of both, I try to really be a crossover event. And the fishing aspect, I take pride in having selection, having quality tackle there, having people that are not just into selling products, but they're into really believe in what they have. And most of them are local guys that are making products themselves.
Right.
And it really, to me, it makes a difference. When I speak to customers, because I'm pretty engaging, and as you know, I love to talk, I will go around to different vendors, go randomly stop customers and ask them what they think. If they were speaking to a boat manufacturer, you know, one of these dealers, and they say, you know, what we really enjoy about Wildwood is the fact that it's intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You have selection. You have this. You don't have all the hubbub. You don't have, you know, we don't feel like we're being rushed, you
exactly,
know, like
yep.
we're making a purchase here that's potentially a life-changing purchase at anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000, $200,000 purchase, and we feel relaxed. Like we're in here, and
the
whole atmosphere is like, take a deep breath. We look out the picture windows. We're looking at the Atlantic Ocean and the beach. It's a way more relaxed atmosphere, but also the selection and quality is there. So,
right. Unless it's middle of July and January is going to be here before you know, Jerry, to me on my calendar, it's already mid-August. And so, you know, listeners, time is flying. Look for promotions on this. The Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo is coming up in January 8th and 9th. It's going to be a great time. Jerry, I looked at the admission price. I said, is this a typo? Did he mean 17? That's what, $7?
$7. That's all, Tom.
You go up to the Fly Expo to Garden State, you just hand him your wallet. Like, here, get me in. You know, that's $7 beyond a deal.
No, it's $7. And that is even, I actually raised the price because I, you know, which is unfortunate, but just like everything else, it's been 2 years and costs have gone up on everything. So,
oh, sure. Yep.
But that, and even that, I'm, you know, it was a forced venture on or forced increase on my behalf.
Well, Jared, it's still beyond a deal for what the expo rather is going to offer. This is the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo coming up in January. Mark your calendars. Seems crazy. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a great time. Well, Jerry, thanks for joining us. You have a great season. Is that invite still open for a fluke trip?
Absolutely. It might be more for, you know, Denise than it is for you anymore. You know, you're getting a little... I don't know about you.
Hey, Jerry, Jerry, listen. Can I drop a crab net off at the dock there? While
We can do that. I got a big float. You can sit on the float.
He's killing me, people. He's killing me.
That would be...
Okay, Jerry, you take care. Have a good season, man. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll be down that way.
Always an open invitation for you, Tom.
And best of that crazy, that incredible family, McKenna, Allison, Abigail, and Patty, who is the... She is the piston in the engine. Keeps it going. Jerry, you take care, man. Be good.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too.
See you, buddy.
At Expo, we had so much fun the last time. So here's the dealio. I'm running around, talking this and talking that. One pie. I think it was the Bass Pros exhibit there at the... That's a nice looking boat. Emer says, yeah, it's a nice looking one. Look at that. That's a nice looking boat. It's a nice looking boat. Yeah, we're so running around, you know, and talking. And just, I guess about 2 or 3 hours later, I said, yeah, man. I said, I think I'll do it. Just walk over to Mosey over it. Sold sign on it. Oh, well, see, that gave me an out because, that would have been, as Jerry said, a big, you know, big expenditure. Oh, so I had an out there. But I'll tell you, this is the time. That will be the time, Jerry, to get the boating deals. Buy in January, you're cruising in June. Okay, up against the break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Johns Hopkins University reports a dramatic spike in confirmed U.S. COVID cases. On Thursday, it was about 28,000. By Friday, it more than doubled to 77,000. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk. And our biggest concern is that we are going to continue to see preventable cases, hospitalizations, and sadly, deaths among the unvaccinated.
COVID cases are rising in every state. At least 150 people dead in flooding in Germany and Belgium. Through a translator, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says rescue efforts will continue.
The victims are the priority. Rescue operations and taking in people are the priority. We're doing everything by all means possible.
As many as 1,000 people believe missing. America's listening to Fox News.
With WPG Talk Radio 95.5, AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly sunny to start today, but a heavy thunderstorm will be around late this afternoon and this evening. Today's high 92. Tonight, cloudy, low 76. Couple of showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. Sunday's high 88. Monday, mix of sun and clouds, afternoon showers in spots, high 83. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was Jerry Vessels talking deep water fluking with light jigs, man. You don't need those 6 or 8 ounce like, torpedoes, bombs, whatever. Doing it right. I have to try it. Really not that good at it. But it is definitely worth a go. Speaking of fluke, there is a kick-ass tournament going on scheduled for next week. Next week, there's a great tournament down here in Cape May. It's called King of the Cape Flounder Tournament. In its second year, some good payouts there. It's going to be a great time. I was able to try to get hold of this guy, man. He's all over the place. Tony DiMeglio. He is the promoter of the event. He's on a Rack of Fin Live right now. King of the Cape Tournament. Now, the logo itself, effing scary. I had a flashback to 1968, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I won't say what town, Sister Rita, I won't give her last name. I said, where did they get her likeness of her face for that logo? That was pretty scary. Tony, thanks for joining us. How you doing, brother?
Very good. How are you, Tom?
That logo, where did that come from? I said, how did they get a photo of Sister Rita?
I don't know, man. That just came up. That's our king. It's King of the Cape, and that's the guy.
King, I'll tell you, she was a... that's another story. So, King of the Cape Flounder Tournament in its second year. Tony, it sounds like a great time. Now, it's co-sponsored with Jim's Bait and Tackle right there, Route 109 in Cape May. You have... It's $300 per boat, correct? Five-man crew. Go into some of the details.
Yes, sir. It's $300 per boat. It's a five-man crew, not including the captain, so that's five lines in the water for fishing. And, You know, it's 100% payout tournament. Every submission for every boat that goes in there, 100% of that money goes into the pot. 100% of that money goes out to the winners.
I'll tell you, running a tournament, I've been involved in a few. They make you pull your hair out. Now, a lot of loose ends to tie together to make it work. And last year's was a huge success. And you have it going again this year. The feedback was, I did a lot of calls here. The feedback was nothing short of excellent.
Awesome. Yeah, we were really happy with it. It was something that was born out of COVID. I mean, you know, a lot of the tournaments decided that they didn't want to go through with it because they didn't think they were going to have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided we were going to do it, and it was a great success.
Listen, you have a single heaviest fluke prize, 30%. Second place is 20%. The heaviest three-fish stringer, first gets 30%. Second gets 20%. And you actually have a kid's first place, 250 cash, second 150. That was donated by Jim's. But here's cool. You have the large fluke Calcutta and largest stringer Calcutta. You got some big numbers here.
Absolutely, yeah. So you want to make sure you get into this Calcutta so your payouts are doubled. I mean, you know, if you're going to catch the biggest fluke, you might as well get into that Calcutta and take that extra biggest fluke money also.
Okay, we're speaking with Tony DeMeglia. He is the promoter organizer of next week's King of the Cape Flounder Tournament. I tell you, Tony, couldn't come at a better time. I love fishing Cape. I call it the Peninsula County. Cape May County is just, you have the Delaware Bay, you know, you have the ocean front, you have the tip there. And I do some freshwater fishing on a Cape, which is nothing short of exceptional. But seemed like you said, COVID, the right place, right time, and this tournament's going to be a big hit, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, tell me, again, the impetus to get this, you said COVID, and I understand the driving force behind that. But I'll tell you, the Cape anglers, especially the flounder guys and gals, they are really into the flatties, man. It's nothing short of phenomenal.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a great tasting fish, and they're a hell of a fight. I mean, you know, you can't have a better day than when you're out on the water trying to catch as many as you can. And, you know, this year and last year, you know, years leading up to this, the fishing hasn't been great. But, I mean, last year was phenomenal. This year's looking really good, too. So.
Tony, what's if lines in the water, what time?
6 a.m.
And what's the weigh-in slot?
5 to 8 at the Moose Lodge. At Lower Township Moose at 569 Seashore Road.
Hold it. I see a little note here next to that Lower Township Moose Lodge. Ooh, do I see the word cookout or food? What's going on?
Absolutely. I mean, I forgot to mention that is that, you know, when you enter in, you're entered in, you also get free food and drink.
Tony, what's the tenor down there? I mean, fishing, people all excited now. It's looking good. We've had a pretty good fluke year so far, fluke flounder, whatever you want to call them. I mean, people seem really enthused. I mean, go to the tackle shops. It's really upbeat, and that's a good thing to see.
Absolutely. It's a great atmosphere down there. I mean, I love Cape May. I've been going there my entire life, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's the fishing down there is amazing, and the people down there are amazing, and all the different boats that are down there are amazing. I mean, you know, it's a great place to be, and they're just great people to deal with, and I'm super happy to be a part of it.
Well, you're going to get a chance to fish yourself, or you're not eligible. Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, I am not eligible. That would be something if I took the money home, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, man. We're speaking with Tony DeMeglio. He is the organizer, King of the Cape Flounder Tournament, next Saturday, the 24th. Okay, when's sign-up, bro? What's the deal?
Sign-ups are July 23rd, the day before, at Jim's Bait and Tackle.
That's going to be a madhouse. Oh, my God. You guys are going to be stretched all the way up Route 109, rather. Listen, it's going to be a great time. Check it out. Is there a Facebook or website to find out more about it, Tone?
Absolutely. You can always go to my page at Cape May Sport Fishing on Facebook. It is a Facebook group. That's how this was all born. It was from Cape May Sport Fishing. You can go there and get all the details.
King of the Cape Flounder Tournament. Listeners, next week, the 24th, lines in 6 a.m. with a weigh-in time slot, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Moose Lodge. And there's a big cookout afterwards. Going to be a great time. Tony, we hope to see you there. You sure you have enough food?
Well, don't you worry. We're going to have plenty of food and plenty of drink for everybody.
Okay, Tony, you take care, man. See you next week.
Thank you, Tom P. Appreciate it.
That's going to be a great time. Great tournament. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Got some fishing reports coming up. See what is happening. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Blaze from Circle Hyundai. We have a massive amount of new Hyundais in stock. Woo!
That's right. We have plenty of new Hyundais in inventory, ready for immediate delivery. Woo!
Even the 2022 Hyundai Tucson SE front-wheel drive, we have plenty in inventory for you to choose from.
Woo! Along with our huge Hyundai inventory, woo! All new Hyundais are backed by America's Best Warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and Hyundai Assurance.
Remember, at Circle Hyundai, we have a huge amount of new Hyundai inventory for you to take home today. Woo!
So, view our inventory online. Go to CircleHyundai.com or stop in and see us in Shrewsbury and see for yourself how much inventory we have in stock. Woo!
Don't forget about all our new Hyundais in inventory. Woo!
Only at Circle Hyundai.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 17th and 18th. Let's get right to it, down to the Cape. We got Dave Masterson and Utch's Marina down Route 109 in Cape May. Dave, what is happening, bro? Let's start inshore, offshore, mid-range. What do you got?
Well, there's still flounder bite. They're doing well on the reefs. Both the Wildwood and Cape May Reef have good reports. Obviously, some smaller fish mixed in, but there's been some nice-sized keepers. Even the Back Bays had a couple boats the other day come in. They had some nice fish, floating the intercoastal. So they're doing pretty well.
There's
been some Spanish mackerel caught at the 5-fathom bank.
There we go.
Trolling Clark spoons, so that's a good sign. Get some life inshore.
Oh, yeah. Now, Clark spoons, do they give you a size, red bead, or plain? What's the dealio?
Just the plain, not necessarily the red bead, but, the smaller size.
Mm-hmm. I know two's been hot. Two's been hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then some guys are putting a little lead in front of it, get it down a little deeper.
A little drill, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, they're doing well. There's been some yellowfin tuna in the canyons. Baltimore wasn't producing last week, but I had a guy come in yesterday, had yellowfin at the Baltimore. most of the boats have been going north, going up to the Wilmington, but that's a good sign that the Baltimore is coming to life.
Yep. Now, has the chunk bite started? I know some areas, in fact, I was at a tackle shop yesterday, a little farther up the coast, basically in Atlanta County area, had an 85-pounder put up on the scale, on the chunk.
Nice. No, not that I'm aware of. I haven't heard of any bite on the chunk. But,
Sardine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that means it's happening. It's going to blow open this week, weather and conditions permitting, Dave. I think that tuna bite's just because some bluefin's still around, but yellowfin is a true harbinger of the season, man.
Yeah, they've been doing well with the yellowfin. The Wilmington was hot last week. Several boats caught quite a few yellowfin at the Wilmington. So that's good. I haven't heard of any mahi yet, though.
I heard of some mahi around the pots, but again, so scattered. Pack a light. Listen, if you're going to go out there, pack a light axe and spinning rod, some little bucktails or whatever, or you're going to just throw some chunk baits just in case. But Dave, back to the inshore deal. I'm hearing still some bass at night down your way around the sedge banks.
Yeah, I've heard that myself. I know a friend of mine caught some bass along the side banks, intercoastal.
Mm-hmm.
High tide is the hot time. It's a good sign. But I think a lot of that is resident bass. They're always here.
They're at home right there. Dave, hearing anything on bluefish?
I haven't heard, you know, not a couple weeks ago, a gentleman told me he had some bluefin at the Five Fathom Bank.
No, bluefish.
Yeah, bluefish. I meant to say bluefish. Yep, okay. Yep. But I haven't heard this past week.
That's far out. They have a bunker that far out, huh? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And back to the chunk. Butterfish are hard to come by right now.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, they weren't packing out a lot of butterfish last fall, so the inventory is pretty low.
Yep, so. Right. As I say, yeah. Again, that's why most of the places it's the sardine thing. Hey, yeah. when they're on, they're on. They're going to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, David. We'll catch you next week, man. We'll see you then.
All right, Tom.
Hey, brother.
All right. It was nice chatting with you. Have a nice weekend.
You too, bro. Let's jump it up to Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, 4120 Park Road. Fish Alley in Sea Isle. Mike Cunningham on the line with us right now. Mikey, what's happening, brother? Mid-range, back bay, offshore, jetties, what do you got?
Things are really picking up around here. We got some great fishing reports, great inshore shark fishing. We're seeing black tips and spinners.
Yeah.
Up to 150 pounds.
Whoa!
The troll bites getting going. Some nice king and Spanish mackerel starting to show up. And the fluke bite on the reefs. It can be a little spotty, but man, when they're biting, they're biting. My ticket to catching fluke, especially on the TI reef, get there early. You get all those outboards on that shallow water reef, shut them down.
Man, I heard some fluke were caught that had earmuffs on. Like this, it was crazy. Mike, what about triggers along the jet? I saw some nice triggers there. I mean, any numbers consistent, or is it here and there?
So the party boat's been picking them up consistently. And the recreational boats and the land-based guys are getting them sporadically. I think as this water warms up a little bit, mm-hmm. that bite will get better and better. But it's definitely getting rolling.
Mike, what are we hearing in the back bays at night? I know there's some stripers around Ocean City area or down at Cape May. Any weak fish still around in the wee hours?
Yes, but very few. I think that catches at this point are starting to be accidental more than guys actually going out looking for them and catching them. The amount of stripers around is just crazy. I mean, the one guy works for me, he's getting, you know, 15, 20 fish a night, a keeper every other or every third night. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of stripers around. During the day, you're catching them on poppers. Let's say dawn and dusk on poppers.
Right.
And then overnight, small, soft plastics, little bass assassins, little finesse fish, things like that.
That's a lot of fun. Mike, for two things before I let you go. I understand there's some bonita around.
Some big bonitas, too. You know, we've seen skipjacks, bonitas, obviously the mackerels like we talked about, but some of these bonitas, I've never seen them like that.
How big are you talking?
Pushing 10 pounds.
What?
Yeah, some real nice ones.
Not on me.
Captain Al was in the other day with one that was, I forget the exact number, I think it was like 9.5 pounds or something like that. It was a beautiful fish.
Captain Al, well, Crudelli on a Bayhound?
You got it.
Leave it to Crew. If this is going to there, he's going to catch it. Before I let you go, Mike, last thing, along the sands, how are the kingfish, the royals, what's the deal?
So the report for the kingfish has been not a lot of kingfish, but some good size, some real nice, healthy kings, but not the numbers we're looking for. There's also a ton of croakers, little itty-bitty croakers on the surf, which is not the most common thing. So, you know, I know that croaker bite's been a little slow. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come for the future.
Mike, remember we used to go down there and get the bloods and the fish bites for him? Me and Deese, we get those Cadillac croakers off the beach.
Yep.
Nice, and that's been years,
that's
Mike.
That's working its way back in.
Thank God. Okay, Mike, do me a favor. Next time you're around, when you do have some free time, when you actually get a chance to fish between running the shop and all this other crazy stuff you're doing, let's spend some nighttime in the back. I want to get in on some of those stripers, man.
That sounds like a plan.
We'll see. I'll give you a call this week.
Have a nice day.
Take care. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. I knew some hot stuff was heading around, Sal, man. So we'll see you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Yeah, the heat is on. The heat is on. Supposed to break, Sunday or Monday? So what? Watch for the thunder. If you're out there, be careful, thunder showers and a lightning. Just get out and enjoy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Rate. Man, everything is going on. See you next week.
95.5 FM and